So last night we discussed us being safe places, and then our gatherings of saints as safe places. And I think one of the thoughts that emerges out of that whole perspective is a concept that's, you know, in the scriptures are pretty prominently. And that's, as I mentioned last night, the idea of mending. And if people are to be safe places and groups are to be safe places, and we talked about vulnerability and authenticity and all that, in all that, it implies that all of us need mending. In other words, we're all at some stage of recovery or building our life, rebuilding our lives, or whatever, however you want to say it. But I think this is an idea, of course, that in traditional churches, it doesn't mix very much because there's not really opportunity for people to mend in a larger setting, you know, with the accoutrements of all that goes with that. Granted, many churches have subgroups for, you know, recovering alcoholics and divorcees, and, you know, they have different things that try to minister to people to help them mend through their griefs. But the point being that in terms of body life and real viable relationships, these larger entities don't tend to promote healing or mending. They tend to help people get buried in the cracks. And their needs are not really addressed. So there's a beautiful word that's used in the New Testament, and it's translated differently in your versions. It's one of those words that has many. Look at that! It looks like that. Hey. Oh, that's